grocery stores devote plenty of shelf space to cereals, but the historic route those breakfast foods took to get there may just surprise you. The story of a historic family from Battle Creek, Michigan, is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Romaine. As a former model, I used to walk runways all over the world. Paris, Milan, New York. This is Salif Diarra. As a local health worker, he walks the pathways of his village in Mali, West Africa, every day to help treat severely ill children. Like many children in the developing world, those in Salif's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children in Salif's village get the care they need to survive. And even though you can't walk in his shoes, you can help him with his work. Help one, save many. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help get the good where it needs to go. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
It's a story suitable for the breakfast table.
It started probably 150 years ago when Seventh-day Adventists came to Battle Creek and set up shop. Those early folks worked real hard, and their health was poor, and they thought that there must be a better way of doing things.
Duff Stoltz says one Adventist family were the Kelloggs. Brothers Dr. John and W.K. Kellogg helped operate the Battle Creek Sanatorium. They worked to find healthy, non-meat foods for their patients.
In the process of trying to find palatable yet nutritious non-meat foods, he and his brother W.K. and the doctor's wife, Ella Eaton, experimented. In the process of working with grains, the story is told that they would boil them and they would try to do different things. They tried to roll them, and all they would do is turn into a pasty mass of whatever and wrap around the rolls.
But one experiment at the sanatorium proved to be historic.
This one day they got called off, and when they came back, they thought, well, let's run that grain through anyway. And at that point, it made flakes. They had accidentally discovered tempering. Well, then they had to go back and figure out how did that happen. So today what happens is the grain is cooked, and then it sets for a while and goes through an oven to get the moisture content just right. Then it goes through the flaking machine and makes those nice golden flakes that we eat today.
Battle Creek soon found cereal plants opening all around town. In the past century, over 100 cereal companies have come and gone. The sanatorium has grown and since changed its name. In fact, many health institutions around the world can trace their heritage back to the facility. Traveling the countryside in Battle Creek, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.